T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got this message from Jeremy on Facebook over the weekend during the snowpocalypse.
Ah, yes.
And let's just get right into it. Jeremy, you're on Team PXY. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on this AM.
Sure thing.
So give us the Cliff Notes version, if you will, of what you wrote in your message on Facebook and why you want us to do your dirty work for you.
Well, I moved into a new house, which is actually my first house.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, guys. And, you know, with my wife and 2-year-old daughter in July.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, my neighbors are on, you know, on the one side are a bit older than my wife and I. They're either in their late 50s or early 60s.
Okay.
So, you know, this fall I did their leaves for them a couple of times because I have a writer.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. And they never said thank you. But, you know, the 2 times I did the leaves, they weren't home. So I kind of just assumed they didn't know it was me that did it.
Okay, well, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, if they came home and their leaves were done, maybe they thought, oh, it's a biblical miracle.
It's the leaf fairy.
Yeah.
Care took care of it for us.
You know, maybe. But then, okay, so this past weekend during the snowstorm, I cleared their driveway for them. I have a snowblower, and they had a good foot of snow that hadn't been cleared. And, you know, since I was already doing my driveway, I thought, why not do them the favor?
What a neighborly act.
Aw, that's very nice. Very kind.
Yeah. Thought so. And then the guy has complained about having back issues and whatnot, so I thought it would be a nice thing to do for him.
Sure. Again, yes, very neighborly. Yeah, that was very generous of you.
Right. And, you know, and like in the fall when I did their leaves, they were home.
Yeah, trapped inside.
Yeah, right. You know they were there.
Yeah. And I actually even saw the guy peek out the window at one point while I was snow plowing the driveway. Plowing, excuse me.
Oh. Just peeking out?
And he still didn't say thank you.
Again?
What?
Okay, I think we need to rule something out. Okay, have you ever spoken to this neighbor? Like, are you sure? Maybe he's a mute. Like,
oh, my God.
Also possible.
I mean, yeah. I've talked to him several times. And, you know, he's a nice guy. So that's why it's so strange to me.
Weird.
Right. Why wouldn't he just come out and say a quick thank you? Like, that's bizarre.
Or, you know, even a simple text.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. That's definitely odd that he would peek out through the curtains and, like,
hey,
you know the deal. Snowblowing his driveway and then not say anything.
Yeah. I mean, if Corey ever snowblowed someone's driveway, you'd expect, like, their firstborn child as a payment.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would never happen, but if I were, hypothetically, yeah. You know, a bottle of wine would be nice.
If you did any hard labor at all, manual labor.
Yeah, shower me with riches.
Yeah.
Like I'm some kind of pharaoh.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get your neighbor on the phone and get to the bottom of this. Whitney and I have a plan.
Yeah, we're going to bust his chops a little bit.
Okay, that's perfect.
Whitney's going to pose as a representative calling from a snowplowing company and pretend to present Jeremy's neighbor, his name is Rob, with a bill. Jeremy, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get Rob on the line.
Hello.
Hi, Mr.
Yes.
Hi, this is Caroline calling from Flower City Snow Cleanup Service. I'm calling in regards to your invoice. I just wanted to let you know the bill for Sunday's cleanup is ready to view and pay online for you.
Huh?
Oh, well, our website was temporarily down, but everything's back up and working now.
I'm sorry, what's this about?
Your invoice for the snow blowing service you had on Sunday, it's ready to view. Or you can also pay now over the phone if that's easier. I just need a credit card.
There must be a mistake. I never paid for someone to plow my driveway.
Oh, this wasn't our plowing service. It was actually the snow blowing service. We came by Sunday at 11 a.m., it looks like.
You've got the wrong, Rob. I never had any kind of snow plowing or snow blowing service.
So you're saying no one snow blowed your driveway Sunday?
No, I didn't order your service.
Did someone do it for free?
What?
Did someone snow blow your driveway on Sunday just maybe out of the kindness of their heart?
What the hell is going on?
I'm going to jump in. Hey, Rob, Rob, you're not actually talking to a snow cleanup service. You are on the radio on 98PXY. I'm Corey James, and you've been talking to my co-host, Whitney Young, and we've got your neighbor, Jeremy, on the line with us, too.
I'm on the radio?
You are.
Yes.
Jeremy, say hi.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Well, I'm very confused at the moment.
Well, Rob, let's throw this up for you then. So Jeremy reached out to us because he says he's done a few nice neighborly things for you. You clean up your leaves in the fall a couple times and recently snowblowed your driveway during the snowstorm this weekend.
Yeah, and granted, look, they've been, you know, unsolicited favors and he's been happy to do it. But he's a little surprised, I guess, that, you know, you haven't so much as, like, acknowledged these acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Surprised,
thank you, text.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
This is such a typical millennium thing to do.
Wait, what? A millennium? Hold on, what?
The self-entitled millennials want his participation trophy?
Oh, no. Is this going?
No, that's not what this is about.
Wow.
Yeah, that's absolutely what this is about. You act like you're doing me a big favor. And you get your butt hurt when you don't receive the recognition you wanted?
Wait,
what? Oh, my God.
Hold on a second.
Listen, you got a snowblower. It takes you 2 seconds to clear the driveway. I appreciate it. But what do you want, a freaking medal? You're not saving lives.
What? Wow. Okay, well, this is not at all how I thought this was going to go.
No.
You know, I get sick of it. These damn millennials need constant validation. I don't ask you to clean up my leaves. I didn't ask you to snowblow my driveway.
I know you didn't ask. I just thought I was doing something nice for a neighbor. You know, like you've talked about your back problems and...
Consider snowblowing my driveway your penance for me having to stare at your brown lawn all summer.
Shots fired. Oh, dear.
Jesus.
This is getting personal.
Charity starts at home, Jeremy. Get your own property in order before you mess with mine.
Wow.
Okay, this is ridiculous. Rob, can you really not just, like, appreciate this simple act of kindness?
Yeah, like, look,
God.
We get that it was unsolicited and you didn't ask for help or that you necessarily need it, but, you know, from what we can tell, Jeremy seems like a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's newish to the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well-meaning.
And he just wanted to try to be a good
guy.
Look,
it's nice, all right? It's nice. I get so damn sick of this constant millennial self-entitlement and need for recognition.
Recognition.
You know, do something nice just to be nice. Don't always expect a damn trophy.
Okay, well, to be fair, we're not talking about a trophy here. I mean, we're literally talking about a quick, you know, hey, thanks for doing my driveway.
Yeah, maybe a thumbs
text.
Up here or there.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
High five, fist bump. Yeah.
It's not like I had some sort of ulterior motive, Rob. You know, it was a matter of, I have the energy. I have my snowblower up and running. Your driveway is buried in a foot of snow, and it'll take me 10 minutes to clear it. I didn't expect anything other than a simple acknowledgement.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you. I'm sorry I said that stuff. You seem like a nice enough guy.
Thank you.
Wait, oh, a resolution.
Wow.
This feels nice, guys.
Yeah, there for a minute. All right, didn't see it going that way.
Definitely not. Well, hey Rob, thanks for coming on.
All right, you guys take care.
You too.
Yeah, thanks guys.
Hey, Jeremy, no problem, buddy.
Anytime, Jeremy.
Jesus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.